The relentlessness of the obits captured me once again that afternoon. My mind and everything that had consumed it in recent days were far away from me as I worked my way down the endless list of the dead. I had to type at a steady clip to keep pace. After all, Bronski would be coming over for the afternoon count soon enough. My brain was about to slip away for good when the crackle of the police scanner reached out to find it. The emergency tones blared, and their echo struck a familiar chord deep in my mind. It was the sound of news. A fire, a police call, an accident on one of the interstates surrounding Harrisburg. Though it wasn't my job to write such news, I was never completely able to retrain my brain to ignore those sounds. The pulsating tones grew louder as my attention returned. It sounded like a goddamn symphony of emergency tones. They must be bringing out every piece of equipment in the county, I thought. I saw other reporters and editors begin to gather around the black box on the cluttered police desk. The tones were finally silent, and a voice came over the air with an emergency bulletin. The words stripped away 25 years in an instant.
Middletown Communications dispatching all county emergency services. 3 Mile Island Security reports an incident at the plant. Repeat, 3 Mile Island Security reports incident at the plant. This is not a drill.
The hair on the back of my neck stood at attention. I saw Abe Braxton dash over to the scanner. Bill Sharps rose quietly from his spot on the city desk and drew near in disbelief. Instead of his usual excitement in the face of major news, Sharps looked sober and scared. Jacqueline Towers was there, too, along with so many others, all huddled around the police desk, girding themselves for an instant replay of 1979. Or was it? The voice returned.
3 Mile Island Security has informed county control of a security breach at the plant.
This is not a reactor malfunction. This is a security situation.
The transmission was cut off by static, and it seemed as if the whole newsroom held its breath, waiting for more. Finally, the voice broke through the radio clutter.
Unknown perpetrator driving a truck. Stormed gates and gained entry. Subject parked. Near reactor. Claims has explosives. Dispatching code red terrorism response, including SWAT and negotiator.
With that, the emergency went from being a replay of 79 to an eerie epilogue to September 11th. Someone was threatening to blow up 3 Mile Island, the most famous nuclear plant in America. Phones all over the newsroom began ringing, but the group of 15 or so top reporters and editors didn't budge from the scanner.
Jesus Christ, we got a terrorist,
muttered one catatonic editor. Others simply looked on, stunned into silence. Braxton appeared to be the only one actually working the story, jotting notes each time the voices spoke from the scanner. Gathering himself, Bill Sharps finally tapped the police reporter Robert Macy, motioning for him to go. Macy sprinted out of the newsroom, almost losing it while navigating a cluster of desks in the features department. In that same instant, the photo editor dashed back to the darkroom to round up as many photographers as he could. The newspaper was mobilizing, and no doubt the television stations were as well. In minutes, the threat at that famous nuclear plant would be reported all across America, jolting an already shell-shocked nation with the latest terror. The images would be posted on websites and broadcast live on all the networks. The television news anchors would need only to mention the deadly combination of 3 Mile Island and a bomb, and the fear of 79 and the terror of September 11th would come rushing back. As the scanner crackled with more beeps, tones, and chirps, my mind was flooded with images of 3 Mile Island. I could see the mass of media stomping through the spring mud after the near meltdown back in 79. Some carried their own personal Geiger counters, along with their notebooks and tape recorders, as if the unusual equipment were standard issue. But most of all, I just kept seeing those towers. Then I imagined it all blowing up. I saw those towers crumbling down, finally setting free the nuclear fury they had managed to vent all these years. The rush of memories was overwhelming.
but I had a nagging feeling that I was missing something, something that I should have pieced together.